back again with another episode of your favorite and my favorite podcast, Full Figure Fakes. Hey, y'all.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back.
How y'all doing? Where my co-host at? I didn't hear y'all.
I heard Bob.
Hello.
Can't be out here all by myself. I need you. Be like the Supremes. Well, I take that back because Diana didn't know how to act.
I was about to say, who Diana up in here?
We're not the Supremes. Who has to stay together out of girl groups? Nobody.
Right. I was about to say who?
Nobody.
And Vogue was gone and everything. Everybody.
Yeah, and Vogue was Don left to go. So girl groups is not a good example of longevity and sticking together. So we BBD, I guess, because they stay together because nobody else wants them. I don't know.
Why the girls group? You and I, we got a whole different topic. Why don't the women work well together?
Anywho, we still here and we still together. The three of us, we still together. Welcome back, y'all. We are happy to be here. Happy to see y'all. What's going on, girls?
Well,
let's
nothing.
Get into it.
Nothing. No.
Yeah. Well, size up. Let's talk about it. Vaughn, how'd you size up since we talked to you last?
Size up. I sized up this past time of y'all hearing my voice. In my faith, I have sized up. My faith has gone to a whole nother level because I have been studying more and I've just been taking the word of God and like just reading it. I'm reading some more books so I can grow, and it's giving me clarity. And it's knocking out some of this old stuff that I had. Like, God don't want that for me. Y'all, God want everything for this chick over here.
Abundant life.
Yeah. So I have, my faith has grown because I say my faith muscles have grown because God has stretched me. And I'm experiencing just a great joy and a peace because of it. Because I ain't worried about nothing. At
so you bench pressing 316 now.
Nah, baby, I think
that. Y'all like that. I know.
I'm Debo in the faith, baby. Call me Debo of faith.
Got the Bibles on lock. Well, I've sized up in my faith just by being more in relationship. You know, I've always been a believer. I've always been a church goer. Like, I've always done all that, but just spending more intimate times with God, you know? So yeah, that's how I've sized up.
That's amazing. And for me, my faith sized up. I completed a 21-day fast this month because it was one I did outside of the church, which is rare for me. I do it when we do a corporate fast because we all do it together. But for me to choose to do it on my own, like, okay, God, I'm seeking your face about something. So let me show you how serious I am about this thing by fasting and denying myself things so that I can hear from you. And I've done them before, but I never opted to do it. Like, you know what? I know that this is where my answer is going to come from. Mm-hmm. Like, I had the faith to know that, okay, if I do this, I know that the answer I'm looking for is going to come. And the beautiful part about it was that I prayed every day and I did it with my mom. So for 21
Amazing.
Days, every
Amazing.
Other day, like I would call, she would to pray. Then the next day she would pray. We would go back and forth praying with each other. I don't think we've ever done anything like that in all of my 40 plus years. So it was a beautiful thing because not only did I choose to do it myself, but we did it together. And, you know, I think we got even closer than we already ridiculously are during that time. So that was my size of this time, which is really great.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's amazing.
That is awesome.
Not a lot of people can do that.
It feels good when you do things. Like when I just, since it's been COVID, you know, we haven't been in church. Mm-hmm. You got to get a ticket to go to my church. So for us to like get a ticket and be in worship together, like we've done it in the past. Yeah. But just to have it now during COVID is just like super, super special. Like anytime I'm able to spend time and pray with my mom, I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that segues perfectly to what we're going to talk about today was like our mamas, y'all, and how they, who we are as women today is a direct reflection of who raised us, I think is a fair statement to make, and how important that relationship is that we had growing up with the women, our matriarchs in our lives, and we want to spend a little time today giving them their flowers while they get to receive them and smell them.
Yeah.
Okay, Ma. Here you go.
Don't say I never did nothing for you. Dedicating the whole podcast to you. Jay-Z wrote one song. I got a whole podcast.
Whole podcast. 45 minutes of goodness.
So how would you say, so if you could describe yourself in, let's say, 5 words, right? What would those 5 words be to describe who you are as a woman today? Like, even if it's not five, just a sentence to describe who you are as a woman today, what would it be?
So five words.
Five words or a sentence to describe. None of it had to flow. They don't have to have start with F. That's my personal thought.
I'm like, dude, we gotta be like, because we know Sharice, y'all, she like to have all the
I'm an alliteration junkie. That's my personal problem. But even just a sentence to describe, if you could describe yourself as the woman you are now, what would that sentence be?
What would the sentence be?
I would say that I am faith-filled, joyous, gregarious, giving, and loving. And I know that's all direct correlation of my mama who raised me. That's who she is. So that's who I am turning into slowly but surely, whether I like it or not.
For me, I would say that I am abounding in faith, strong, steadfast, immovable. I'm doing more than five.
I said a sentence.
Before we even get started, y'all know Yvonne is extra.
Yeah. That's right.
Still ain't got that bell there.
I am extra. See, now I got to start over, y'all, because y'all gonna interrupt. See, that's on y'all. Now y'all want to ring bells. We can have this situation right now. So I'll say abounding in faith, steadfast, immovable, strong in the Lord. And that's all because that's how my mama is. Like, she is straight that person and favored. My mama is very favored. She can get stuff that you like, how did they give you that for free? Because I'm favored. And I'll be like, that's how she is. And she ain't got a problem with telling you who she serve, how she serve them, and that she's supposed to get what she has because she has served him. So I believe that's about wraps up who I am. I am growing higher into.
Exactly.
Who I am growing. I am and growing higher into.
Exactly.
Well, Cheryl is quiet, so I didn't get that from her.
She probably shake her head every day like,
I am God fearing. I am a person who perseveres. Like, no matter what, I'm relentless. I'm going to get it done if I put my mind to it. And strong. So I'm strong will. And I'm loving, you know, everybody loves me and I love everybody. And I get that from my mom.
And I'll say something, because I forgot.
I mean, since we're all here, you're free
to. I feel like we forgot to say that maybe y'all mama didn't teach y'all how to shop, because I got my shopping habit.
Listen, my mama ain't made a pair of shoes and dresses she did not love, let me tell you. I could be like, I ain't going to buy that. She'd be the first one to say, why not? You deserve. Like, mine ain't doing nothing.
That shopping spirit came from Dolores Clark, my mama.
That is a direct inheritance. That's DNA.
That came from Cheryl, too. And also my no labor clause. Like, I got that from my mama. Like, I took it to the max because she will do stuff, but I'm not doing that.
You talking about no manual labor?
I'm not doing no labor. Like,
wait a minute, who pushed out your kids then? Because that's labor.
I mean, that labor, but labor like mopping, sweeping, washing dishes. Send me the housekeeper, because I'm not doing it.
I'm trying to get my housekeeper now. I'm there now. Who said housework was this?
My mom, she had maids. She had five of us. My older sister left. She was four. So she ain't need maids. She had all them kids.
She had a job. It was me and my brother. So we had to do.
Brothers, they did clean up, but I was the baby. So I think I got like
squeaked. Oh, dang. Yeah.
You ain't clean up. The baby. See, I was the oldest. So I don't know what I got.
Families that be like, we gonna put the music on, we gonna clean the baseboards and clean. I'm like, that wasn't me.
That was Yvonne's house.
That was my house. We had the church. When you heard that on Saturday, it's clean. The Lord ain't play with having her house clean, baby. No.
I know the fashion cleats that we I am now. It's because of my mama. Like, you're not stepping out of this house looking like anybody's child, because you my child.
You represent me. You represent me.
You represent me. Never mind God and Jesus. They cooler with it. No. You represent me.
That was my mama too. She combed our hair like 3 times a day. Hey, mama, my gosh.
Go ahead. 3 times a day?
Yeah, Dolores didn't. We couldn't leave the house without lotion. We couldn't leave the house without our earrings. If we lost our earrings or our bar rest, we was getting it.
We was in trouble? My goodness.
Yep, we was in trouble. She did not play that. No.
Did I used to have to get the hot comb for them edges too?
Uh-huh.
Well, not every day. Jesus.
Gotcha. Now, I don't even know how she stays. All these the kids she had. And
it's like I look back on it now and I realize that my mama is a product of her mother. My granny was the sharpest thing you ever did see. She didn't play them games either.
Yeah, she was. Like,
Lulu
she
was not coming through here. Not Retty. Retty, do you hear me? So it's like it's in my DNA. It's my inheritance from both of the strongest women in my life. We don't play them games. No, ma'am. No, sir.
And thinking even more, my mom used to be like, you can't shop on 63rd Street. You can't shop in Roseland. Like, for people who not from Chicago, like, that was the area that had all the stores. When you was a kid, you wanted to go because your friends went.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't take stuff back over there. So now I feel like I got my bougie shopping. Because it was like, I ain't going where they going. I'm going to these stores. You know what I mean?
We only at JCPenney up in here, boo-boo.
Come on. Like,
Rainbow. Get your life.
Yes. I'm just thinking on that now. Like, mama, you
see how they we ain't even know till you started talking. Like, she did affect me. Like I do my house, like my dining room table, and then I decorate everything because of my mama.
That's my mama,
like,
too.
Lord Jesus.
My mama. She would decorate for a holiday.
Go somewhere and see like 2 things. My eyes automatically go to the thing that costs.
Mama Cheryl, see what she done did.
So we can blame her for your debt. All the boxes that stacked up in your dressing room. That's her fault. Okay. I know what to place to blame. I place to blame on mom too. Like, y'all call, like, if mom called me when she shopped too much, like, Sharice, I just bought them. Like, so that's my mama. My mom's like, and you deserve, go get another one. Did it come in another color?
Oh man, that's bad.
But yes, we got the shopping gene, definitely. But I got the loving gene too from my mama. My mama's the most loving. Like, show her. She ain't never seen a baby she didn't want to take home with her. Like, in the store, and you see a little woman about 4'11" with gray hair coming after your baby. That's my mama. She loves a baby, and that's why she teaches Sunday school with little kids. That's her heart right there, because that she has that love for them. It's amazing to see. I'm not coming in the classroom with them, because no.
You didn't get that gene, the loving.
Now that wouldn't skip me. Now I love a baby. But I'm not trying to teach you about Moses and how you parted the sea with, and that's not, I don't believe in Sunday school, period. But
see, and that was my mom. My mama was, I got the loving gene from her. Now, she was the choir director of the Sunshine Youth Choir.
Mm-hmm.
My mama can sing. And she was also in charge of Sunday school. She always did something with the kids. She always was in the kitchen. She still do to this day. Cooking, because she can get down in the kitchen now. She was cooking. So everything in the church, I believe she has played every role in the church. And she loves kids. Like, she always was everybody godmama. And yeah,
now so. I'm everybody godmom.
Yep. Yes. Oh my gosh.
The loving gene, definitely the shopping gene. That is real. Cleaning, not so much.
No, I think because she made us clean so much, I don't want to. Now that I do. Like, I'm not kidding.
Now I'm allergic to it. Like, yep, what is that mopping blow? No, man.
All my maid over here.
I saw. Oh, I can't.
Nah.
And definitely my faith, that seed of faith was planted and watered by my mama, though I probably didn't appreciate it as much as I should have when I was younger, because I was so tired of going to church.
Yeah.
So tired of going to church.
Yes.
Like, why are we still here? Like, I was ready to be Catholic at one point in my life. Like, you know what? On TV, they be in and out an hour. I'm finna go over there because I can't do this. You Baptists is just too much for me.
I went to Catholic school. I went to Catholic grammar school. I went to Catholic high school. And you sit, kneel, stand, do the rosary 1,000 times. Like, so many rules and stuff going on over there. You better be thankful for where you at. The grass ain't green.
When I was 13 and wanted to leave, I just couldn't. I couldn't just go and I couldn't drive. It was rough. It was rough. But now I'm like, oh, look who I am now because of all that time spent.
While I'm talking though, those Catholic school prayers probably are the reason why I am where I am right now.
And they got you through.
Early.
Wow.
So I'm thinking about that.
Wow. I'm thinking about my mama and her, even when we talking about prayers, like my daddy was, they prayed, but my mama prayed too. And that came from my grandmother, because I didn't know my paternal grandmother. She passed away, but my maternal grandmother, now that woman was like straight. She ain't play with God. So, and she didn't like, you're going to act right as a child. You're going to respect everybody. You're going to do what you're supposed to do. So it was very matriarch, like they ran the house.
Yeah, my granny.
Yeah,
like the more I think about her now, like when I got a job, if you're not in Chicago, we lived on the south side, but I had got a job up in Glenview. Glenview was on the other side of Never, and so I had to drive the job every day. So it's like 4 expressways, so I had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, drive all the way up there. And so on one of the drives, I noticed this street called, it was exit for Niles. And I remember my grandmother worked on Niles, so they made me think back to. She would be up every morning, 4:30 in the morning. I can remember her combing her hair, getting ready to go, to drive all the way to Niles every day, and then drive all the way back home, feed her 5 kids, and have many grandkids in the house at the time. And still take care of her husband. I was like, she's a blessed woman. I can't take this care one. Of me. She's taking care of a whole house full of people with grace and style, and made it look easy, still making biscuits from scratch like it wasn't nothing. I'm just like, bless her, Lord. I'm tired now.
My family ain't eating by the time I get home.
Ain't nobody eating. Don't talk to me. Don't look at me.
That's true. I be eating late. My mama, girl, why you ain't cook yet? But I will say this. My family, she has cooked for us now. She had called us over there to eat and make food. I know y'all mama still make y'all food and stuff.
She called me. I'm making some.
She'll say, come over here and pick up this stuff I got from the store. Ma'am. That's my mama.
I come over there on Sunday. I'd be like, it's Sunday. She'd be like, yeah, I don't do that.
It is. It's the Sabbath. I'm keeping it holy because I ain't doing nothing.
Yeah. But I still can get her to make me a pot of greens. I'd be like, I'm going to put that out there. I'll do a cabbage. I'll do a
greens. That sounds so good.
Now I got my boyfriend for the greens now. I don't do none of that. I don't have my auntie still do it.
If I'd be like, yeah, it's about that time, she'd be like, all right.
And I don't want us to be remiss in mentioning, like, my aunties were a big part of shaping who I am today, too, because we was all in the house together, like I said. So my aunties, especially my oldest auntie, Reese, she's like my second mama. Like, she was the one taking me to school when I was little, walking me to school. My mom was at work. So, like, I had all the mamas, all the loving you could have. To this day, I can't cross the street without somebody saying, make sure you look both ways. I am 44. I am 44 years old.
Hey, they want to check. They want to make
if it. I ain't figured this out by this point, you just lock me up then, because clearly there's a developmental disability.
How blessed you are to have all those influences, because for me, my family wasn't that big. My grandmother lived in California, so I would say hi to her on the phone, but I didn't have that like relationship with her. And then my father's mother was deceased early, and so I never met her either. But I do remember my dad used to have an aunt that we would go visit, and I used to like to go to her house, but I don't remember all the details of like our relationship, but I did like to go there. But I'm thankful that God had put other people in my life, like, you know, a lady that I met at work. Like, I was already an adult, but she still helped me increase my faith. She still helped me learn a lot of things about life as an adult that I hold dear to my heart right now.
Yeah. So
if you ever feel like, you know, well, I didn't have this and somebody else had these people, you know, know that God would put the right people in your life to give you.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. And half the time it was my mama. I can remember leaving from high school, she'd pick us up and it would be like 14 teenagers in the car. And only two of them belong to her, me and my brother. But she wasn't gonna leave everybody else just standing there. We was gonna pile in this car the best way we could to get there. And I realized how blessed I was as I got older, because sometimes I'm like, I don't want to, why are they with us? Why am I sharing you again? They just be at the house. She be upstairs chilling. It's a house full of teenagers. Half of one of my friends, I don't know these people. But they just came with, because Mama Bennett said, come on, we can go.
So, come on here now, baby. Come on.
Right. And she's still there to this day. People only call, she's married now, Miss Richardson. Her last name is Richardson. But I still have friends from high school still call her Miss Mama Bennett, because that's who she's going to be always to them. That's just it. Yes. Like, whatever about this husband, so.
That's her name. That's how they will remember her. That's how they, now my friends knew that my mama didn't play. Now we just gonna put that out there. The Lois Clark don't play with nobody at any time. And no, she ain't doing no hand patty cake. She ain't playing with you, nothing. So, but she's the sweetest thing, but she is very like,
look. If she like you. Yeah. The sweetest thing. Let's just get that together now. Mama Lo, I know. If she like you. Now, if she don't like you, you still get a God bless you, but yep, it won't be as warm.
she try not to be fake. I'll say that. That's a thing that a lot of people, like, she just going to tell you what it is and how it is. And she said sweetly, so that's what I like of my mom. She going to tell you sweetly.
Just a spoonful of sugar.
Just a little bit.
You go down.
But you got, it was like 12, I think it was 12 or 13 of them. So come on now. We all stand. Most of us stayed, like you said, with your grandparents, Sharice. Mm-hmm. We stayed in the house with our grandparents. All of us, and my aunties was that, my aunties named me and my twin sister, my auntie, she named me Yvette and Yvonne, and they was there to help when my mother had to work and my father was at work. So they had to watch us too. So I am very grateful, because we had it was a lot of us. I thought all Black people live in the grandmama house with the aunties and the uncles and the cousins.
I honestly did till I was about 10. Like, huh?
Yeah, I thought that was normal. I thought that was normal. And it was a blessing to say that family, both sides of my family is huge, so we got a big family. So,
I've always felt protected by the women in my family. I've never felt like I didn't have anybody to turn to for any reason. I remember one time I was in grade school, I just started a new school, so kids got to fight on the bus. I just happened to be in the area. I wasn't doing it. I ain't know none of them, so I couldn't be fighting. I ain't know nobody. So it was the first day. So they put the whole section off the bus. I had to walk home. I had to walk home and tell my mama what happened. And let me tell you, when she got to that school the next morning, that principal was Dr. Byrne didn't know what hit him. Like, you got my daughter off a bus and she didn't do nothing. Oh, baby, let me tell you, that man spoke to me every day of the rest of my career. Every day. Hey, how you doing? How your mama doing? You doing anything?
That's why you got them A's, huh, Sharice?
Hey. I ain't had to think hard about nothing, because it's not going down my mama. You messing with my baby? Oh, no. So,
I can hear Mama Jan saying
to
that.
This day. Like, my mom, it worked. What can I do with my baby? Like, what should you do? I'm grown. You can't. What are you going to do?
I so can hear her saying it, too. Oh, y'all Mama Janice.
So in turn, I'm protected like that about my younger cousins. So I'm turning into my mama. It's slowly but surely. Like, it's insane.
But that's good though, because we had that. And I know some people are out there, their mothers wasn't there. They weren't there, or they were there, but they wasn't there. So I just pray that God has put people in your life that can help you, like Danielle was saying. And even some people I know, that God has brought such a what we call maternal figure, a spiritual mother in your life. And some people don't want to accept it because they're like, no, I don't need nobody. But I would have you think about that again. I just feel like I needed to say that God is sending you a maternal figure. So allow that person to be a part of your life. Don't be afraid to just let that person pour into you, because we all need that. I have daughters. They need it. Because my daughter's like, hey, we acting like you. We didn't know we was gonna be praying like this when we hated it. So I'm like, all right now.
Because
so,
women need women.
Yeah, we
Black
do.
Women especially, we need women. Like that, you shouldn't be able to say, I hang out with men only. I don't hang out. That's problematic. Like you
yep.
need women in your life. They're so important. It's not our goal to make anybody feel bad. Mm-hmm. What we're doing today. Today we're just celebrating who we are and how we became who we are, and giving the people who deserve the recognition that recognition. So our goal is not for not bye bye to walk away feeling like, man, I ain't had it, and that's probably why I feel this way. That is not our goal. We love you.
We do.
And if you're younger than me, I'll be your maternal figure. We will go shopping. I have no problem with that. But that's not his Danielle's job. She will take you shopping. She will dress you.
Let's go shopping. We doing this thing. But as we're getting older, are you guys noticing? Let me change that. As we're getting wiser, I'm noticing that I am being like a mother figure to a lot of young ladies that's like in their 20s and all. And I'm like, whoa, how did the knowledge that we had to learn and as we live, and I'm noticing it now, like, I'm being seen as a wise person by them because they're like, hey, y'all old school.
Right.
I'm like, wait, I ain't old school.
Yeah, I got called ma'am one day. Oh, somebody called me the older lady next door, and that hurt all of my feelings. Like, who's he talking about? Because I'm a young tender. Like, my knees hurt when I stand up, granted. And I have some sciatic pain every now and again, but who would you call the older lady next door?
The older lady next door, wow.
But I am. I see myself, I'm being called auntie a lot more. You know what I'm saying? Like, people, especially younger sorors in the organization, come to me for advice, and they look at me as this older, wiser person that has advice to give them, be it good or bad, depending on the day. But I'm that person that I'm like, oh, I guess I need to just stand up in this role that I've been thrust into because I am stepping into these mid-40s with high heels on, granted, but I'm still stepping into these mid-40s.
Better wear them heels, girl. Mm-hmm. Well, we gotta, what y'all call the people that help people birth stuff, like the delivery people that,
doula.
Midwives. That's it. I'm finding myself in the midwife season of helping younger women birth out their calling and their purpose, and letting them understand that it ain't gonna be easy. It's not going to. You're not gonna find everything that you're good at. You got to keep living every day, because some of us think we supposed to one day, oh, this is my purpose, I'm gonna do this and this. You have to learn. Like, it's a daily walk.
Trial and error.
Come on now. It's a daily walk. And I've noticed, and I think both of you all probably noticed that too with some of the young girls out here, that they're like, man, I want to have, like, this is that immediate microwave type of generation. Yeah. They want to know right now what we got to do. We want this. We're going to do this. Like, hey, babe, you got to live so you can learn and grow. So I've been like, dang, when I become like a midwife or that person to a lot of young girls. Because I'm 19, baby.
I am. You about to say something?
No, I just thinking, still meditating on you talking about into my mid-40s. Like, yeah, I'm getting.
Yeah, it's the truth. Don't deny it. This is where we are.
My birthday coming up, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be another year older, like real soon. Like,
And it's like, I feel like we, especially as women at this age, had to be free about telling our stories, because they look at us and see where we are now, like, oh, she got everything together. Like, baby, girl, let me tell you something. I didn't know what I was doing yesterday. I looked good doing it, but I didn't know what I was doing.
At all, man.
And so we never have time to, if we never speak about these things or tell our own stories, they don't know that the bumps and bruises that come along on this ride. They just assume it's easy. Like, we looked at our mamas and didn't realize how hard they worked to make things for us. So I look at my mama, she's a single mom, 2 kids. We never want for nothing. And I look at my check now, like, how in the world did she take care of both of us making less than I can't take care of myself? And she made it look easy. Like, the blessing of the Lord. Because I'm like,
so
if I get a goldfish, I have to feed it. I can't do that. And I admire the fact that y'all as mothers are able to still keep it tight and take care of your houses at the same time, because that is not an easy feat. Whether you're married or single, like, to be a mother is like an amazing undertaking that only the blessed can do and do well.
Yeah.
Can I do a news flash right here?
Even though,
I said, can I do a news flash right here?
Oh, here's the headline.
Even though you marry, you still single when you raise them kids. Like,
dang it. You know what? And I'm going to pick up and
drop off. You the one cooking. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's still a lot that, even though they in the home, that they just not going to do. I mean, unless you got a Superman, I ain't speaking for everybody, but I'm just saying.
And you know what, I think that's because most husbands will say, hey, now I ain't talking about everybody's husband. Right. Most husbands believe and trust, and they know that you got it.
Yeah,
they know that you got it, mm-hmm. and that they don't have to be concerned about it. And to me, that's a compliment. That's like a Proverbs 31 thing, because she took care of her family. She mm-hmm. made sure there was food in that pantry. She made sure they had food, clothes on their back. So to me, and sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta do all this, blah blah blah. They don't know even what's happening at the school. I gotta do all this. But right. it's a gift to be a mother. It's a gift it's from God. Gift.
And it's a special anointing that you have.
You have to have an anointing. Yes, baby.
I'm amazed every day because I think back on childhood and I think back, I look at, you know, how we live today. And I'm like, how did she it had to be Jesus.
Yeah.
Cause how?
Yeah, it had to be Jesus. That's why her face strong. And my mama worked, and my daddy worked the two jobs. So imagine this woman, and she always had dinner ready. It was four of us, and me and my twin, the same age. My brother, a year and a half younger than us. Then my oldest sisters. She had to had no choice but to know Jesus, because yeah, she came honestly. Home from work. Dealing with all of us and having to get us to here and this to here, then my daddy don't like. Come on now, they ain't nothing but Jesus.
Yeah. It had to be.
It was yep, horrible. Sure. So we, my mom was too, and my mom used to take the metro, and I could just see her, you know, getting up early, going to get the train, rushing out the house after she didn't get us ready for school.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know what time? Mama coming this 5:30. She about to get off the train. You know, you get it
right, waiting. But did you take that ticket out? She told you to take out.
Exactly. That was all the time. Like, oh, my mama. Yes. Yeah, we ain't get the kitchen clean.
Chicken frozen solid. Mom took it out 2 hours ago. You ain't took
it. Y'all don't know how to do the trick now. Y'all, chicken is frozen. Oh, I remember that. Them cleaning the kitchen, getting the stuff done. Like, oh, mama, on her way home, she gonna be here.
Yeah. But then when I got older, it was me and my sister. Y'all better get this house clean before she walk through this door. Yeah, I ain't doing that part. Y'all better get it clean.
So, remember when we were younger and we just swore up and down we would never be our parents. We'd never be, I'll never be like my mama. What is one thing that you do now that you know ain't nothing but your mama? Like something that you say, something that you do, a behavior that you have that you know is literally your mama or your grandmother, like living through you, because the person said you weren't going to be exactly who you are right now.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
My mama went to Johnny Coleman Church, right? 119. Mm-hmm. Everybody know Johnny Coleman in the city of Chicago. My mom would be going to the classes at the church. She have all these books on the table, the Bible open, and I'd just be looking at her like, really? What these classes? Fast forward to me right now.
Right.
Study Bible. I got the NIV. I got the
yes.
version. I got books I'm reading. Man, like it's like I am Cheryl Hutcherson. I
am her. That's funny. My gosh, I think of me is my mama always. I'm gonna tell y'all something. She ain't never not had what's supposed to have been there. We lacked for nothing. Like she mm-hmm. took a little and whatever it was. Like her house right now is stacked. So when COVID hit, she really didn't need nothing. Cause she will go and she's always proactive. She doesn't wait till it happens. Mm-hmm. And she mm-hmm. always she got the stacks of food. She got food. She got paper towels. She got all of that. She's very diligent with that. She doesn't wait till something happens. And then she jumps and then get all nervous and stuff. No, my mama is very diligent. So I think I got that from her to be prepared and proactive. And what I got some other stuff, but today we talking about this one. And because so, she is always like, we got stacks now. Like she go to Sam's Club just getting stuff and she want to make sure it's food in that house. because she knew she had to take care of that man and them kids. And to this day, that is how I am. So yeah, I got that from her.
So you got a bunker. You could go down and
she got a bunker.
My mama, I am not playing. She does. If I could give y'all a picture,
that was my
of
granddaddy
social
too.
Media,
she it's is paper packed. Towels, toilet paper. Yep. We were never looking for that.
And party stuff because she an event planner. So anybody need to have a party, my mama got it. She got it. And food too. I'm like, why do you need all? And she have a real big deep freezer. They have a big one. She got like crab legs, lobster, like all of this stuff she has because when it's on sale, she said, why are you going to wait for it to go back on sale? Get it now. And right. So that's how I am. I told you she a shopper, not just clothes, baby. Everything.
I think for me, I'm turning into Janice in many ways. Mostly, I won't. The way I dress is definitely my mom. Like, you're going to be put together, and that's just that. And being gracious, she's a giving person. Like, she's the one that makes sure the table is set for every holiday, put the menu together. And I was like, I'm not finna spend all this time doing all this, and now I am that person. Like, well, we gotta have this and this. I put together the bags for, like, if we have a Valentine's Day, I'm putting stuff in the bags to give out. I'm like, who is my mama? This is my mama. This is not me.
Little baby Jan.
I promise. Like, oh, where is this coming from? But I talk more like my brain. Like, I can't use the words that she used, but that's, my speech is peppered with Lula.
that's so funny to me. Wow.
So what we did was ask our moms, we asked them a question. Actually, I recorded them answering the question so that y'all could hear straight from their mouths what it was like to raise us. Like, what is it like to raise Yvonne? What is it like to raise Danielle? What is it like to raise Sharice? And I know y'all laughing.
A pleasure to raise me, baby.
I mean, it's a pleasure for you to meet me. So, I made her a landlord. I rented her universe first. That was me. So we asked them that question and recorded it. So we wanted y'all to hear from them directly what that was like. So who we playing first? We're going to put them in order so you know who you're listening to. Because I don't know if I told my mom to say her name. But it's Janice. And then you will have Cheryl, and then you will hear Dolores. Yes. And yeah, let's check it out.
Raising Sharice was a pure joy and a pleasure. She was my firstborn child, and I loved having her in my life. In school, she was a pleasure. In school, she never gave me a minute trouble. Of course, she was lazy, like all young people are lazy, but that wasn't a problem because she was always very respectful. She did her work in school, and she did marvelous things, and I was just so proud of her and continue to be proud of the young lady that she is now. And raising her, you know, it's only a couple of times where I know she, you know, did something that I didn't like. One time she lied to me when she was about 4 or 5 years old, and she said she didn't eat the ice cream, but when she turned around and looked at me, it was ice cream all over her face. So I didn't get her because she ate the ice cream. I had to punish her because she lied. And another time when she started driving, she missed curfew and I sat on the porch waiting for her to come home. And I let her know right then and there, don't do it again. And after that, I didn't have any problems with her missing curfew or anything. And she was so intelligent. She's very intelligent. And I just learned so much from being her mom. And I'm still learning from her because I think she's the top side. I mean, I consider her my true, true best friend, and we talk about any and everything, and I just love her. So yes, raising Sharice was a joy, and she is one of a kind, and you should always want to know her.
A joyous and exciting day when Danielle was born. Danielle is intelligent, outgoing, outspoken, creative, spirited, hardworking. She always was. There were difficult moments, but they did not outshine the rewarding times.
Our daughter, Yvonne Chanel Clark, she's a twin to her sister Yvette. The two had totally different characteristics growing up. They had it then and still to this day. Her twin was quiet, but Yvonne was very inquisitive as a child growing up. She always wanted to know how things worked, So if her father and I found something that was broken or out of place, we knew exactly who to go to. Yvonne was raised in a Christian and God-fearing house. Even though she still had a mouth and would always try to put you in your place, but in a good way. But she really got it honest, especially if she felt she was right. Yvonne was a good little girl and very smart in school. When she put her mind to something, you couldn't persuade her to change it at all. Her childhood has made her love for the Lord, how she grew up, the Bible teaching it all, grow to love God. As an adult, you can tell that by the grace of God, this is why she is the person that she is today.
Yes, ladies and men who are listening. And for all the mamas that's listening, y'all got this, man. It ain't gonna always be easy. Yeah. It ain't gonna always be easy, but you got this. Just keep focusing and don't lose yourself, because your kids can let you lose yourself in them, because they need you to be you. They need you to be you. So take a break if you can sometimes. That the dishes ain't got to be cleaned today, right now. It don't.
And then for those of you who live your lives right now without your mom, because she's gone to be with Jesus, you have the biggest, strongest air hug for me through the podcast. Because I know your whole life shifted and everything is completely different. And holidays like Mother's Day come around and it's hard for you. But, you know, take joy in the fact that you had it for as long as you did. Mm-hmm. And give the love that she gave you to somebody else that doesn't have it. So that she lives on through you. Give that to somebody else who needs that hug. There's some young woman in your life that needs what you have to give her. So if you don't have your own kids, you can still be that for somebody else. So don't ever feel like you are all alone and don't have anything to give, because you do. Yep. I said so.
And I'm just going to double back on what I said early. And me and Yvonne both hit on it. Just be open. Be open to people who are coming to be that source for you, you know. Mm-hmm.
Please do. That's a good thing, because we all need somebody, especially someone who has an understanding of who we are as women, especially Black women.
Especially Black women.
Yeah. I've had a lot of intercessors in my life, a lot of people that, women that influenced me to be where I am today. Like, she was talking about her organization earlier. Like, if I hadn't been involved with auxiliary groups, who this lady, Jackie, who worked with my mom, you know, got me involved, I might not have went to college. I might not have had the desire to do that. Like, she was placed in my life for that reason. You know,
you might not know me, and how sad would that be?
You know, my gosh, then I wouldn't know her. My gosh, it's a chain reaction. My goodness,
y'all take care, love on each other like we love on y'all, and we will talk to y'all next time.
All right, bye, ladies and gentles.
See ya.
Bye.